Welcome to episode 33 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. It must be Thursday. It's almost the end of November 2018. And NaNoWriMo is ending tomorrow. NaNoWriMo is National Novel Writing Month. NaNoWriMo. Did I get that right? Yes. And the goal is to write 50,000 words in that month on your novel, ideally. Whereas, I'll just come out and say it. I didn't reach it. I didn't get 50,000. I'm shooting for 30,000 today. I'm almost at 30,000, which is a respectable 1,000 words a day. However, I just commented on a nano group I'm in on the Facebook page, and as I wrote, I was sort of making an excuse as to why I didn't get to my 50,000 written words on a page this year. Whereas if I counted the transcription of the words that I did for a presentation on the book I'm working on, or an interview I did for the book I'm working on, or a podcast episode for the book I'm working on, then I would be well above 50,000 words. And for me, this is an important step to realize, as it's not just the number of words on a page, dear author, writer, person, but it's the whole package. It's, for me, the audio, the words spoken, the words presented on a stage, the words performed. And those, for me, dare I say this as a writer, are, well, I was about to say more important, but let's just say it at least as important as the words on a page. And so at the end of the post, I sort of thought to myself that if maybe we're not necessarily counting, it's not the wrong measurement. We're not counting the wrong things. Words, of course, are important, but there are there are other things than words to count. For example, the minutes of the episode, the time spent on the interview, and it just hit me that there's so much in our writer community about words, getting all the words out, and I don't know. I'm just not, either it's not resonating with me, or I'm kind of not falling for it, or I'm just heading down another path, because the number of words and the volume of words, the quantity of words, is just not as important. And in fact, one of my goals is to write more books that are shorter. I think a lot of, especially nonfiction, a lot of nonfiction books, I think, can be done in a more efficient and effective manner, and that's one of my goals. And as well as my upcoming book, Spark, I think I'm currently like 10,000 words, and I think it's fine. The book is good, and because part of it is, the book is one element of it. I plan to have podcast episodes about it. I plan to potentially have a podcast just about the book and that topic, and interview parents who have done projects with their kids, as well as the online course. I want to have a course in addition to the book. The book is one thing. That's not where everybody meets up. Not everybody wants to read a book. Not everybody likes words on a page, or even if it's on their Kindle. It's not for everyone. I personally prefer to listen to audiobooks in my earbuds. Or I'm not as much of a video guy, so I don't necessarily need to see the talking head telling me whatever they're doing. But then again, theater or a movie, I'm a huge fan. But if it's just text on a page, I'd truly rather hear it from the author in the comfort of my own forest, out my back door, walking with my dog, where I'm getting exercise, I'm outdoors in the fresh air, my dog's happier than anyone on the planet, and I'm getting words done. So how about it? What if we counted words consumed as well as words created? And we all know I am the big creator. I want to create and make and do and write and do more and write more and write every single day. Yes, absolutely. But in fact, my book is not called Write Every Day. My book is called Every Single Day. I'm happy to create every single day. In fact, that's more of what it's become. It's become more of a create every single day than a write every single day. In fact, I've been counting this podcast as a write every day, because it is. It's a similar form. It's not the same, but it's different, and that's a good thing, and that's okay. All right, I'm stopping on my point, because that really hit me today as I as I quote, failed in the NaNoWriMo exact definition of the rules and qualifications. But in my mind, I won this year. I won because I've had interviews. I've dared to set up interviews. Before, I didn't do that. I have a Calendly setup system where you pick your half hour and you get a number and we call and we talk, and I'm doing it. I've interviewed 3, 4, 5, 6 authors and bakers and musicians and moms and dads and uncles, and we're rolling along. The book is just flowing. But did I write 50,000 words for it this month? Nope. Am I going to? Nope. That's where I am. I'm counting by a different measurement this month, and I won. What'd you do in November? Talk to you next week. This is Bradley Charbonneau, episode 33 of the Repossible Podcast. I'll be here next week. Will you?